Hello and welcome to Look and See. Look and See is my photo blog where you'll find at least one photograph posted every day. I'm Gordon Smith and I live in Armidale, New South Wales, between Sydney and Brisbane on the eastern side of Australia. We're still heading out of winter. Every day we think that spring is that much closer. Well, actually it is. But still overnight, the frosts remind us that we're not out of the woods yet. And don't go planting those tomatoes outside. 1 to 21 Celsius today. Nice sunny day, again. That's about 33 to 70 Fahrenheit. And as happens every day, I try and think of some theme to photograph, or at least I have in the last few weeks. Previously, I'd just go taking some photographs and then pick one or two to put up on my photo blog. And today's theme that I decided upon was receptacles. Receptacles is a great word, I think. It's from the Latin recepere, to receive. And receptacles certainly receive stuff. A receptacle means a container that holds items or matter. Items or matter. So I had to wander around, and it was much easier than I imagined to find receptacles. As you might imagine, most receptacles outdoors are garbage bins, places that hold items or matter that we don't want anymore. But it seems to be the case that there's a bin for just about everything. The first photograph has a couple of hazardous waste bins behind a common or garden waste bin, just sitting to the side of a retail outlet or a few shops in an arcade. Can't quite think what the hazardous waste might be for those shops, although one's a hairdresser, maybe bleach gets thrown out. I think there's actually a dentist's surgery as well. That's the more likely suspect. The second photograph is of a large green bin sitting in the middle of a driveway. And in the photograph there are a couple of vehicles on the left-hand side, and they must have negotiated carefully past that bin because it's a dead end. I imagine that the bin should more properly sit on the concrete pad to the left of where the bin is currently sitting. Never mind. Close enough is good enough, I imagine, was the philosophy of the person that left it there. The third photograph is of a different type of receptacle, or three receptacles. I managed to get three vehicles in the one shot. Different types of vehicles: utility, trayback, and a trayback with a cover. Of course, these vehicles are all used in some manner or other to carry stuff, to carry materials or items. So indeed they are, in the truest sense, receptacles. And I think I scored double points for the vehicle on the right-hand side, because in it is indeed matter, and it looks like an orange garbage bag which itself holds items or matter. So a receptacle within a receptacle. I think I've earned the double points there. And the final photograph for today is the traditional bin. A nice yellow plastic object with a blue inner lining against a white painted brick wall, standing on concrete coloured concrete pavers. A classic photograph, I think. Well, there we have the theme of the day, receptacles, with my tongue firmly implanted in my cheek. Today, September the 24th. The website to find these photographs at, if you hadn't worked that out because it's in the one of the tags for this MP3 file, is las.new-england.net.au, and my email address is lookandsee, all one word, lookandsee@gmail.com. Well, thanks for listening or putting up with this. Please stop by again some other day to see what I've managed to dream up as my theme of the day, or just one or two photographs. Bye for now.